us. Fuck all of y'all. Hold on, hold on. You know it's kind of easy. I'm done being preachy. I'm a different species. It's Yeezy. Yeah, tell the devil get beneath me. All I did was tell the truth and nobody believed me. On a boat getting hit out in the tea leaf. My wife's titties is DDs. They gon' put my dick on the cover of Us Weekly. Make she show my ass crack. Riding around Chicago. GNC black on black. Yeezy season black on black. Yeezy out the box like a Cracker Jack. Mr. Egomaniac. Them people trying to pay me back. Can't say I ain't changed. Rap, real nigga artifact. I mix the art with rap. I mix gospel with trap. I fucking Thanos snap. Yo, career I made that. Yo, where the fuck he's yeah, you know exactly where I'm at. All rap could suck my ball sack. Bitch, I'm back like a bra strap. Command, see you ball cap. Still in here, government ain't playing fair. They ain't want it, yeah, in here. We got the White House surrounded, niggas everywhere. Next year, I pull up to the fucking Met Gala in my underwear. I don't care, used to be a billionaire. That's 1,000 millionaires. Bang, locked up all my money.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Gibberish Podcast. I am your host, Kyle Rodriguez. With me, as always, is my co-host, Joshua Kills Donkey. Josh, how's it going?
Doing very well. That shit never gets old.
Oh, dude, that song slaps.
It's so sick.
Listen, I let that go a little bit longer than normal just because I had to get that line in there, but also because I couldn't figure out how to turn it down. I guess I can't turn it down just on my soundboard. But
I was going to be mad if you cut it short, so this pleases everybody.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest bars of all time. I used to be a billionaire. That's 1,000 millionaires. I love how he had to explain it for the people.
Really puts it into perspective, dude. It's like that visual of the grains of rice.
Oh, yeah, insane. Or like the seconds. Comparison, yeah. You know, like, yep. Oh, he's so good. I'm like, god damn, I just wish he wasn't so racist sometimes. It's just like, come on, man, you had it all.
There was something that Neil deGrasse Tyson said that, not racist, but he was like, yeah, to put it in perspective, if you had $1 billion, you can lay a dollar end to end, go around the world twice, and then you can go to and from the moon twice,
yeah,
or some shit like that. It's just, it's, you don't think about it like that, but wow.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But anyway, why don't we recap the last couple weeks real quick? Because 2 weeks ago, we tried to do a podcast. When I was moving everything down in the basement, something happened with the wire on my soundboard. One of the tongs got broken off in there, so it was trying to arc and spark, and still, so it ended up frying the battery pack, and then, which was funny, because you're like, hey, does it smell like something's, like, burning? And I'm like, no, and then I walked over behind the desk, and I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, and then I picked up the block, and it was, in the words of Lil Wayne, the block is hot, 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 hot. So, yeah, you saved me from burning now my household. So we weren't able to record. Then last week I got the new soundboard, got it all set up. We were doing we did both podcasts. We had a phenomenal conversation last week, which is a bummer that it's going to just die in the ether.
Yeah.
Though I'm not very upset because it's still nice to hang out with you. Apparently, with the new update to Audacity, if you close your laptop, it eventually just goes away. I mean, every single, like, I thought maybe there was an update that ran or something, but I pulled it up. All my tabs for the internet were still up, so I have no idea. I guess it just closes itself out. So now I'm not going to be able to go straight to bed after we have a late night session like we did last week. We didn't get done till like 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, luckily we're recording.
We got a better pace this week, I feel.
Oh, yeah, we're far better. I mean, it's not even 10:30 yet.
Let's go.
And I don't plan on going, like, super late tonight. So, but, yeah, so, yeah. I mean, anyway, I mean, we just kind of talked about, like, the TikTok ban and shit last week, which, I mean, we can get into this week. But I was kind of thinking there's a lot of other shit that's going on in the world right now that's kind of interesting, kind of frightening, a little upsetting. There's a couple of the sound clips that I want to play for you, and to kind of go over a little bit. But one of the big things that I want to talk about was Cat Williams did an interview with Shannon Sharp a while back on Club Shay Shay.
Okay.
And he just kind of like dismantled everybody in the comedy scene and just kind of in entertainment entirely. So far since that has come out, Dan Schneider of Nickelodeon's come underneath fire. Drake Bell has come out about the fact that he was essayed. Well, I don't have to hide it because I, sexually assaulted. This ain't going on TikTok. So, but he was sexually assaulted by Dan Schneider. There's been a slurry of other Nickelodeon people that have come out and said the same. Scott Baio is getting taken down.
Jesus.
By a couple of his co-stars on, I forget the show. All you olds that listen to this will know. Something Charlie's
Charles
what?
In Charge?
Charles in Charge. I think that's what it was. Yeah. Charles in Charge. So there's shit with that. P. Diddy is P. Diddler. He's getting chased all over the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah, last I heard you.
That's absurd. That
crib was
crazy.
Getting raided and he just boarded a flight to like New York.
All
or
three simultaneously. No. He left New York to go down to Antigua where there is no extradition law.
Shit.
Yeah, so I don't know if he was taken into custody. They didn't know if he was actually on the plane or not. And it ended up stopping in a U.S. territory, so they may have gotten him there. But okay. Cat wasn't wrong. People are getting fucking exposed. And then on top of that, I don't know how this works. So there's always a divide in this nation. There always has been amongst the left and the right. And honestly, I don't think it's so much a division of left and right. I think that people identify themselves. I don't know. You tell me if I'm missing the mark on this. I don't even think people that are on the right or are conservative, like, actually believe in the Republican Party, because part of being a conservative is fiscal responsibility, and the Republicans enjoy spending just as much money as the left, if not more.
They're heavy supporters.
Yeah, they're heavy supporters. And then on the left, like liberals, like a traditional liberal, I'm more of a traditional liberal. If I honestly had to define myself, I'm more of a traditional liberal, but with a like conservative, like with like a fiscal responsibility. My thing is, if I'm going to use taxes, it should go to programs that help those people around me, not people that aren't U.S. citizens that are around me. Mm-hmm. My neighbor, if her daughter needs special needs care, she should have that subsidized, because heaven forbid that fucking happens to anybody. If she needs to pay a special nurse that comes in to take care of the child because she can't go and succeed and thrive in daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. I think that should be subsidized. You know, daycare, I think, should be subsidized for almost everybody, because it's absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, and that's obviously a personal feeling of mine, just because by the way, Amanda's pregnant, for all the masses listening. So now we'll have two, you know, and Evelyn is $1,100 or $1,200 a month right now. The new baby will get a $100 discount a month, so it'll be $1,100. Ooh. You know, keep it just underneath the fucking, you know, a high mortgage cost per month for fucking childcare.
Wild nowadays.
Yeah, it's absurd. And what I don't understand is how you charge that much money and yet you're hiring people at $14-$15 an hour.
Yeah.
I think I saw one daycare in the area listing a job for $12 an hour. And holy, it's like, how shit is that even a thing? I don't know. That's why I call bullshit on this housing market, or on this job market crisis, how they can't find anybody to hire. No, you can't find anybody to hire at your pittance of a fucking wage.
Yeah. God forbid people respect their own worth.
Well, not only that, but like, if there truly is a difficulty hiring people, you should see in direct correlation with that the rise in wages, right? If it's hard, it's supply and demand just as a fucking labor.
Mm-hmm.
you look at supply. If there's no Doritos on the shelves, Doritos, when they come back, are going to cost more than they did before. Same thing with jobs. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you can get away with hiring somebody for $17 an hour if you can't hire anybody? I think what people at the... My thing is, if you can't afford to compete in the job market, you can't afford to have a business. Sorry, not sorry. Listen, I get it. It's very hard to start a business. I've looked into starting businesses multiple times. Do you want to know why I don't start a business? Because it's very difficult. There's a lot of shit you have to process. There's a lot of shit you have to keep track of. There's a lot of... The funniest part about it is that a lot of these business owners, they start their business thinking, I'm going to get rich immediately. I've started something. I offer a service. I should be able to buy the new truck. You know, maybe they don't think that they're going to get rich right away, but they think that their life is going to be improved right away. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily true.
Right.
Most businesses that started in this nation from fucking scratch that went on to be great things, they started as a small fucking operation. They treated their employees well. The employees stuck with them, and those employees got really good at what the fuck they were doing. All of a sudden, their product hits, and now they got the infrastructure that they needed to sustain that. Because now, when you have a fucking... So, say I'm making fucking widgets, right? I make a widget. I'm paying my guy fucking... I'm barely taking home $35,000 a year after everything's paid, but my guy's taking home $55,000 a year. He's going to remember that when all of a sudden a fucking widget order of 1,500 fucking widgets come in and I need him to work overtime to help me fulfill this fucking order. Mm-hmm. He's going to remember that I treated him very well. Mm-hmm. Most employees are pretty... Look at me. Most employees are pretty fucking loyal as long as the company treats you right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's very upsetting to see these people. They're taking to the internet talking about, oh, there's such a fucking job crisis in this nation. How can I... The perfect example was one guy directly said, I hire general laborers. He goes, you know, manual laborers to clean out gutters. I do it for 18 to 20 bucks an hour. He goes, but how am I supposed to, you know, where are the easy manual labor people, or people that are looking for an easy manual labor job? Where are those people? Because how can I compete against Walmart, who can pay their employees $23 an hour to stock shelves?
Mm-hmm.
First off, easy manual labor should never be in the fucking same sentence ever, not once.
Right.
So it's like, what are we talking about? You're completely off the mark on this. Second off, you might have to make less. This same guy has pictures on his fucking IG renting a fucking Rolls Royce when he goes to another city, fucking giving away a $300,000 or a $400,000 Ford GT. Like, I don't know. Maybe invest that back into your fucking employees, you cocksucker.
Yeah.
Like,
you ever see those memes of like, me to my boss when he shows me the brand new truck that he just bought, and it's just that Post Malone where he's like, hell yeah, man, that's hell awesome, yeah, man. That's amazing, dude.
Oh, one of my favorite like, jokes.
Fuck me, right?
One of my favorite jokes of all time is my boss pulled up to the shop today in a brand new Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's a beautiful car. And he goes, goddamn right it is. And if you work hard and if you put in the hours and you bust your ass like I do, I can get another one next year.
If that's not the fucking...
You know
truth.
What I mean? Like, and it's just like, it's like, it's very hilarious. And, you know, I would like some of my... I know a few of my listeners own their own businesses, but like, I'd like their take on that, because I guess it just confuses me. Like, do you buy a business thinking that your life is immediately going to get better?
Right.
Because if you do and it does, then... How was it so difficult to start a business?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you hear a lot of these people that started a from scratch business. Perfect example. Gary Vee. I hate the fucking guy. But every one of his employees has always talked about how great he is to him. Dave Portnoy. Same fucking thing. Yeah, he bitches at them and they record it. I think it's part of the
I think
grift.
It's part of the shtick.
I think
yeah.
it's part of the shtick. Yeah, I shouldn't say grift. He's not grifting anybody, but like, I think it's part of the shtick. Hey, look at him. He's such a douche. But then, like, every single person who's left is like, yeah, he pays really well. Mm-hmm. You know, except for maybe some of the talent. But that's also because the talent's always had, always has inflated egos.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I mean, I might be talking out of my ass on that one. But it's just confusing to me because the math ain't mathing. Mm-hmm. If the labor market really is this shy.
Yeah.
You know, I seen a video today where it's apparently in the South, a bunch of Waffle House employees have gone on strike.
Okay.
They want $25 an hour. They want 24-hour security. I mean, which is kind of a must.
Yeah, you're not Waffle asking House. A whole lot
right.
at that point.
Yeah, especially at a Waffle House.
Right.
But, and then the other thing that they wanted was they wanted the $3 deduction from every shift out of their paycheck to go away because they get deducted $3 every shift for a meal, even if they don't take a meal.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
That's called stealing last time I looked.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, that's kind of absurd. Mm-hmm. But so, like, my thing is, so I look at all the comments on it. They're like, $25 for a fucking Waffle House. So another guy's like, I'm an EMT and I only make $17 an hour. And like, all these people are hitting, oh, good luck with that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, haters, dude. Like, yeah. Well, you're really going to hate on these people if they get what they ask for. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but do you think they really started out at 25 going, we're not budging from this? No.
Right.
Maybe they settle at fucking $15-16 an hour. It's a hell of a lot better than what the $2.33 minimum wage for waiters and waitresses.
Oh my
and
God.
Waitstaff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's like, okay, first off, why are you hating on their cause? Second mm-hmm. off, comparing your pay to their pay shouldn't be a flex. What it yeah. should be is maybe you should be asking for a fucking raise.
Yep.
And realizing that you're not getting paid your worth. Because here's the thing. Once again, we always harken back to it. How are we having record profits as companies, and yet the employees are complaining about not getting paid enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's still unbelievable. That's still an issue. Especially after looking at, you know, dare I bring up 2020, but the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, during COVID, I'm thinking about, like, Kimberly-Clark, for example.
Yeah.
They manufacture toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like toiletries, hygiene products.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most successful companies in the entire world.
Yeah.
Then you can't find any of their products on the shelf because everybody's buying them. It's all necessity. And they're, like, outsourcing for cheaper work.
Mm-hmm. Tyson Foods.
Yeah.
Tyson Foods just shut down a factory. 12,000 employees. Reopened it a week later, having posted all the jobs looking for asylum seekers for workers. Uh-huh.
So, like, we've said it before, but where the fuck does it end?
But so this is what I'm saying. Both left and right are okay with that, that are representative in government. You're literally seeing this is a direct tie to the fucking open border right now. You're no lie. You're directly seeing these people there. It's a class war. These corporations love making fucking money, and they made a fuck ton of it during COVID because they could inflate prices to everything because the demand was so high
mm-hmm.
and the supply was so low.
Now the supply is high and the prices are
the same,
even higher or the same.
And then on top of that, now people are actually asking for good wages. So what are they doing now that we have this influx of fucking asylum seekers and illegals coming over the border? They're firing people and then hiring those people because they know they'll take that job at that price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know those billions of dollars in additional profit that you never even dreamt of seeing? Yeah, we're going to ask for not even a quarter of that given back to us.
100%.
Like, oh, but then in their year in review, their board of directors, then they can't see that every year has been their most profitable yet.
Oh, no, it's like, dude, it's,
Every company has been like,
it's the worst because then they're braggadocious about it. They'll put out an email.
Look at us.
You guys have done so good this year. We had our record sales this year. So good. Record profitability this year. And it's like, my paycheck says that was a lie.
Yeah.
You know, so like my thing is it's going to become a giant issue in the very near future, if not already, where people are just going to say, fuck it. Fuck all of it. You can't kick us all out of our homes.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because who the fuck's going to buy them?
Yeah.
There's fucking squatters' rights everywhere. You're seeing that. That's a big thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, my thought is, what behooves people to take jobs that they don't feel like they're making enough? Because right now we have a great administration. Well, and that's the other thing, and this is why you see people swinging their votes. Up on stage in 2016, we watched every single Democratic nominee raise their hand when asked if they would give health coverage to illegal immigrants. Who would support coverage of illegal immigrants? They all raised their fucking hands. Meanwhile, we have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of fucking Americans. No, we definitely have millions, if not tens of millions of Americans with no health insurance. And you're not going to cover them.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming an issue on the fucking local level. The state of Wisconsin has a $7 billion surplus. How come we can't get infrastructure going? Why can't we have... We have the money that we could subsidize all child care in the state of fucking Wisconsin and still have leftover money.
Mm-hmm.
My thought on that is this. You want your state to become uber fucking productive? Make it so that people aren't paying an absurd amount of money for child care. Because that child care money that's not going to child care, if not all of it, most of it will get put back into the economy in other ways. Because now it becomes freed up money. If Amanda and I were not paying what we pay right now for Evelyn's daycare, Amanda would have a new car sitting in the garage right the fuck now.
Mm-hmm.
That's economy boosting. That's a loan payment that goes back to the banks that offers the banks more money to offer to people in other loans.
Mm-hmm. And even to their own employees.
And even to their own employees. My thing that's very frustrating when I look around at the state of our country and our society as it is right now is we're sending money over to Ukraine to fight a war that has nothing to do with us. Sure, it might have a little bit of global implication down the line. Whatever. We'll deal with it. We'll burn that bridge when we come to it. So we're doing that. The reason why I got on this is because I want to talk about Sheriff Grady Judd in a minute and what he discovered, because he's been busting sex trafficking in the Orlando area. Then on top of that, so people coming and seeking asylum, they're getting jobs, they're getting free housing, they're getting fucking free health care. Meanwhile, here we are paying for housing, paying for health care. It's not nationalism. It's not xenophobia. It's not being afraid of something if it's actually happening.
Yeah, true.
It's not arachnophobia if every time that you see a spider, you get bit by a spider.
Yeah.
A phobia is an irrational fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not irrational to fear for your fucking job with this many illegals coming over.
Mm.
So we've never had such an open border policy, right? We've also never had so many people refusing to show up to work, refusing to work for the wages that they're working for. So, who are the people that lobby the politicians that we have? They're these giant corporations. So, who's to say, and this is, you could call this a conspiracy, I just call it correlation. who's to say they're not lobbying with our politicians to go, no, keep the borders open for a little bit. Because we need to fucking find people to work for us at a fucking decent, like, not at a decent wage, at a shit wage for them, but decent, acceptable for us. Because if they really had their fucking way, none of us would get paid. We'd just work.
Right. An exchange of services for what?
Yeah. And that's Tyson Chicken. If they could, they would pay us in chicken.
Yeah.
That's legitimate. If Tyson Chicken could, they would hire employees and go. And then at the end of the day, you go home with enough chicken to feed your family for the week.
Not accounting for palate fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what they would
do. So then you have to work for some other thing to get something else.
No, dog.
Or Tyson, you just trade.
Tyson makes enough foods where they could give you pot pie and fucking chicken nuggies and mini corn dogs and any tizers.
All right, you might get me on a part-time internship with some mini corn dogs. I'll give them mini corn dogs.
I literally just named my dinner tonight. I had chicken nuggies, mini corn dogs, and Tyson. They were Tyson.
Shout out.
Listen, so that's what's very funny. Okay, so let me get to this. Don't let me forget I put a pin in the Tyson thing.
Yes. Right?
Okay. So this Grady Judd, right? This is what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about the divide between the left and the right. There seems to be another divide happening right now. And that's the corrupt from the non-corrupt. And there's always been that divide. But it's coming to the forefront. And the part of the reason why I preface this by talking about like Cat Williams exposing, this is another exposure that's happening. Grady Judd, which, by the way, if you look up this press conference from 3 weeks ago on YouTube, it'll only come through one speaker on your headset. On TikTok, the audio has been almost all but scrubbed from the video.
Okay.
But he talks about how he busted 232 people for sex trafficking, whether it be Johns, whether it be the actual traffickers themselves, or whether it be the sex workers themselves, right? So he was talking to these sex workers and one of the traffickers, and he goes, how is it, like, what is going on here? Well, three of the ladies talked about how they worked for a female sex trafficker out of New York. They had to give her $3,000 a week. But anything over $3,000 a week they made, they got to keep. And they were making far more than $3,000 a week. So it was a very good job. They were all illegal immigrants. However, the state of New York, the DHS, gave them papers and then gave them passes to fly for free. So they can get on any airline with this pass and fly for free and go perform their sex work.
Wow.
And
that's
like,
taking me a second to wrap my head
this
around.
This is a sheriff pointing this out.
Jesus.
This is a sheriff telling us. And he goes, now you can either believe what these women are saying, these people who are victims of sex trafficking, which I love because he's turning the believe all women that the government was pushing a few years ago right back fucking on them.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying you can believe these sex trafficked women or you can believe whatever whitewash story the federal government will come out with because I'm putting this out here. All I'm saying is if Grady Judd ends up fucking dead, we know why.
Oh, yeah.
We know why. He's out here exposing real shit.
Yeah. And, oh, Jesus Christ. Isn't there some protection that the government can legally provide to people in those situations, but they won't?
Right. No, they won't. And so, like, that's the thing. It's like they literally came here so they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just absurd to me because the U.S. government is funding their flights. Whether they are funding them knowingly or not, I don't know. Who knows? But the fact that they are, and it's perpetuating the sex trafficking problem that we have in this country, mm-hmm. is wildly absurd. So what they'll do is they'll fly themselves out. Atlanta's a big place that they go because there's a lot of conventions. They call Atlanta the convention capital of the world.
Okay.
A lot of conventions that go on down there. So they'll fly these people in. So then you look at the clientele that they also arrested, the Johns. Four of them were Air Force airmen. He goes, I don't know what was going on in the Air Force, what they had been eating that week, but there's no other service branches. One of them was one of the police officers that he recently had fired.
Wow.
For what? The same thing.
Holy shit.
So in since February 19th, he got picked up February 9th, and then he was let go.
Okay.
For a morality clause. Because apparently soliciting a prostitute is only a misdemeanor. So he got picked up for soliciting. He got fired underneath the department's morality clause. Well, he chose to resign before they could fire him. He's like, I was on the review board. We were going to fucking fire his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He got picked up. So that was February 9th. He got picked up February 23rd for it again.
Oh, God.
Grady Judd's there to arrest him. And he goes, what the hell is going on? You used to be a phenomenal officer. Used to be a great officer. He used to help out on these fucking stings. And he goes, I have a problem. And he goes, yeah, you do.
Oh, shit.
But it's just, it's absurd to me that that's happening and we're okay with it. It's absurd to me that any of us are okay with this just completely open border policy. So the United States government comes out and says, well, we can put a cap on it and make it 5,000 people a day. And then, like, that would be, or 5,000 people a week, maybe, something like that. I want to say it was a day. And he's like, if you could put a cap on 5,000 people a day, you can put a cap on as for zero people a fucking day.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can cap it off at whatever fucking number you want, you could cap it off.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that going on. Now, the Tyson Chicken that I was going to tell you about, yes. I have a finance guy, right? And so I'm talking to the finance guy. But anyway, I kind of want your thoughts because
you
get away a lot on this podcast with just going, And I don't really ever hear what you actually think about shit.
Oh, shit. No, I'm on the spot.
Yeah. So I just want to know, like, what's your reaction to hearing a story like that? Does that elicit any emotion from you?
I think, like, bewilderment might be the best term. I don't know. It's like, you explaining it all to me, still trying to wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. Ridiculous. Yeah. I need to get better at sending you the stories that I want to cover so you can look into them.
Yeah, because that, I think that's a downfall of mine is I'm just not
in the very loop on
well
that.
Well-versed in, like, current events and stuff like that.
I do wish that I was a little bit more blanketed, and I used to be a lot more, but now that I'm a father, like, I want to know what the fuck's going on. Uh-huh. But
yeah, I think, I mean, so let me just make sure I'm understanding correctly. This guy who was like, I've got a problem. Are they just like, yeah, you do. Okay, now walk.
No. He got arrested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that was my most recent hang up.
No, that was his problem. That's what he was saying was his problem. You're getting arrested.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
No, so the officer said, I have a problem, as in with prostitutes, and Grady Judd goes, yeah, you do, and as he's, like, cuffing and stuffing him.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah, I thought it was just like, yeah, you do. Okay, now go get treatment and, go on your merry way.
Which, I mean, technically he probably will because it's only a misdemeanor. You got to remember that soliciting a prostitute is only a misdemeanor.
So you pay a fine, you probably, I'm assuming for something like that, you should do a little time.
You would think that it would be
if it lasts long enough to go to a trial.
I honestly think that you should
be more funds.
I do think that you should be put on the sex offender registry.
It's fucked
because it's a sex crime,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not legal, and it's centered around sex itself. Sex.
Yes, sexual deviancy.
It's this thing of like we're fighting for principle. Well, we're not apparently fighting for principle, but it is a principle thing where not legal. You have to deal with the ramifications of your behaviors. Makes perfect sense. So then, if your entire list is based off of sex crimes and you are breaking the law, then it's kind of like by the transitive property, you should be on that list.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Now, my question on this is, how do you prosecute an illegal immigrant for a crime when they're, A, here illegally, which is in and of itself a crime.
Yep.
But a lot of states aren't prosecuting that crime.
Mm-hmm.
New York's just letting these motherfuckers back out on the street, and then they later go on to kill police officers mm-hmm. and to fucking do all sorts of that just happened. So it's like,
so,
or to kill innocent bystanders, or to kill just innocent women, rape them, fucking right. kill them. It's like, what are we? And yet, so all this shit's happening. And yet people still want to hold Trump's feet to the fire or to run ad campaigns and remember and go, remember when he said this about Mexicans? And he goes, the rapist. But it's like if you go back and listen to that clip in context, it's not what he said. What he said was they're not sending us their best. They're sending us their rapists, their drug dealers. Gotcha. Their, like that's what he was talking about because he was talking about his border policy.
Yeah. And my question is, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'm just airing my thoughts out. So say a sex worker who is here illegally comes from a country, and I'm not just saying like Mexico. I also don't know law. I don't know Mexican law.
Yeah.
Mexico law, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is what, okay, what if somebody coming here who is not here legally comes from a country, province, whatever, where their acts are legal.
Yeah.
So then how do you try that? Or how do you prosecute something like that? Because I guess you're doesn't here, matter. You're doing yeah, it and it's matter. Illegal. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. you yeah. should be
yeah.
treated as such, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay for me to jerk off on my couch, but if I went to your house and jerked off on your couch, I'm sure you would have something to say about it.
Wouldn't be thrilled.
Right. Exactly. But that's what I'm not going to get persecuted here in my home.
Right.
It's not illegal here in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's essentially the same shit. There are, if somebody were to break into this household and I shot and killed them, I would get away with my protect your castle laws.
Yeah.
If I were to go to your house, somebody broke into your house while I'm fucking dog sitting and I shoot and kill them, it's going to be complicated and messy.
Yep.
Because it's not as clear cut.
Yeah.
Now, if you come to the stand and you're like, no, he was the guardian of my home at that time. So therefore, like, yeah, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. But then at that same time, what's dope is if you guys were to leave for 30 days and then come back for 30 days. And I decided when you got home that I didn't want to let you back in the house. I have squatter's rights.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit. I could have. Oh. Man, my neighbor just got back from a 3-month vacation.
Well, he's lucky that the locks weren't changed.
Yeah, true.
That's a big thing that's going on right now. The squatters, it's becoming a big issue.
That's insane. I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either because at some point, being homeless sucks. So you go and find an empty.
At some point, dog.
Right. At some point, you just wake up on the park bench and you go, that's it. My back hurts.
Yeah. I got pissed on one too many times.
I'm finding a fucking bed today. Yeah. But so that's my other thing that irritates me with all these, this tax allocation and all this shit like that is like, how do we still have homeless here yet we're paying to house illegals?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's always been ass backwards in my opinion. But
I don't understand how we justify it as a people. And that's why I say, like, there's a difference between left and right. And then there's a difference between liberal and conservative. The left has gone fucking nuts. They think we need to take care of these illegal immigrants. They think that we need to fucking make sure that these homeless people, that they could set up encampments in whatever fucking neighborhood they want and not fucking boot them out. And then on the far right, it's like, fucking kill all the illegals, fucking ship them all back. And fucking. Meanwhile, like, conservatives are like, listen, we need to close the fucking border. Those who are already here, let's fucking try to make them productive members of society. If they fuck up, keep them in jail. That's the other thing that I don't understand. How is it that there's still black men in fucking prison for selling crack in the 90s, yet these, because of our new laws, these illegals are benefiting from them, and they're getting re-released to go fucking murder women in the fucking parks? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing as a society? We're so ass backwards right now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense.
I've always wondered that, and we're probably nearing the end, and maybe discussions and arrangements have been made since then. Again, I'm not very well versed in this kind of thing, but you mentioned people selling crack in the 90s. Crack is still illegal, but
yeah.
Now looking at, you know, possession or
now
whatever of like,
but imagine, Josh, having sat in the fucking cell since 1996, you're still sitting in the cell because they're not retroactively releasing these people. Mm-hmm. And now, meanwhile, you're looking at these fucking people that are getting picked up with the same amount of shit that you had on you, and they're getting no fucking time.
Right. And, like, you look at, I don't remember the exact year, but let's just say Michigan or Minnesota. Cannabis is legal now. Yeah. Recreationally, medicinally, any way you slice and dice it, it's legal as long as you're of age. Say homeboy gets thrown in jail for, you know, wheeling and dealing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being like finding out through the grapevine? Oh yeah, marijuana is legal, or I prefer cannabis. Marijuana is like a kind of a slanderous term or whatever. But
yeah, it is.
So like being like, but actually, what the fuck am I still doing here?
You know, exactly. Like, but so like that's actually the best example for this illegal immigrant thing that you asked about the prostitution. That'd be no different than somebody from Michigan coming down here and selling weed. It's legal where he's from, but you can't come here and do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and like, I mean? I thought about it too. So what if, because I don't know, say you're coming from Illinois.
Yeah.
You have like a medical card and, or it doesn't, I guess, really matter because it's legal for recreational use there.
Yeah.
You want to visit your friend in Minnesota.
Right.
Well, good route from Illinois to Minnesota is to go through Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So what happens if you get pulled over for speeding? You've got your gummies suck. in your console.
Sucks to suck. It's the same
you're
way
just
with
boned.
Same way with me. I have a concealed carry permit for the state of Wisconsin. That permit carries over to most of the states that allow concealed carry.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to go through Illinois first to get to a lot of them.
Okay.
If I'm concealed carrying in Illinois, I'm fucked. I am illegally concealing and carrying an illegal firearm.
That's weird to me.
Yep. Now, but you can file for exemptions if you plan on traveling.
I was going to say, that was going to be my follow-up. Is there something that would grant you an exemption, or is there like a holding policy that they have where like you turn it over and then...
As far as I know, for concealed carry, I believe there is that you can apply to some states. Other states, there's absolutely no tolerance. I believe New York is like that. Or maybe it might even go down even further down into jurisdictions. It might be New York City. Okay. I couldn't see Northern New York passing a law like that because there's a lot of hunting and shit up in Northern New York. People forget that New York is far more than that fucking 12-mile or that 28-mile city whatever. But
I forget it all the time. The state's huge.
Everybody. The state's massive. But I'm sure there are probably other exemptions. I wish we could get Kazi on here because he would know
Laws. Yeah.
He would know those laws. Or Alex Just would know those laws a lot better. But he's a fucking lame-o. He doesn't talk to me anymore. No, I'm just kidding. You know I love you, Alex. But, no, so, like, But like, I'm. But how can you do that with weed? Because what's to say you're not going to stop off and make a sale? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a real good way for drug trafficking to take hold. Well, I filed for an exemption. Oh, okay, you're good to go. Meanwhile, he's stopping in Eau Claire to fucking sell 200 pounds. You know what I mean? Or whatever you deem necessary for personal use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's another thing that's hilarious, too. It's like, oh, well, that's personal use. Okay, well, it's fucking a kilo. Yeah, I'm sure Snoop Dogg smokes a kilo within like a week. You know what I mean? Like a fucking full brick. Like, it's just, it's absurd to me. I don't understand a lot of the shit, a lot of the state of affairs that are going on right now, you know, mm-hmm. but it is hilarious to see, like, some of these people shooting themselves in the foot. Like, for example, like, Ben Shapiro fired Candace Owens, and he says it was for, like, detrimental behavior or whatnot, or maybe she wasn't doing numbers. First off, Candace Owens is fucking... Actually, that's the problem. Ben Shapiro hasn't talked about why he fired Candace Owens. But it's kind of easy to put two and two together because she's the only one that's been anti-Israel during this whole fucking Palestine-Israel shit. And Ben Shapiro is very much pro-Israel he is a practicing Jewish man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very funny to me because it's like, oh, but Ben, what happened to free speech? You're supposed to be the champion of free speech.
Yeah.
And yet now you're eating your own.
And depending on when that happened.
Just happened recently. Yeah.
Well, even still, it's like, especially in today's world and everybody being able to put statements out whenever they want to.
Oh, no. I don't mean just happened as in like today. It just happened like, I think it was like a month or two ago.
So the fact that he hasn't said anything, it looks even worse.
And she's been on the warpath. She's been going everywhere. Okay. Because like, he's had people saying shit about her on their platforms, on his platform, you know.
Sure.
Like there's Rabbi Shuli. Not even Rabbi Shuli. It's one guy who's like a big Christian conservative on Ben Shapiro's shit that has been pretty fucking anti-Semitic in the past, but he's actually behind Israel for this one because he's a Republican and they kind of have to be. But also, this is what I mean by like there's a crazy divide. In the government, almost everybody except for Ilhan Omar has been against Palestine. Pretty much everybody. I mean, that also is me talking out of my ass because I don't really pay attention to what the politicians say because it's all a fucking lie all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just got sick of hearing it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's just like, when did that happen? There used to be a clear divide. And that's what I mean by like, I'm liberal. I'm conservative with, like, very liberal tendencies because I believe in gay rights. I believe in healthcare and welfare programs for those who need it, that can't afford it. I also don't feel like that bill should be footed by the fucking American people. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, like, with Obamacare, you know, they raised the rates, the premiums of, like, people like me and you who are kind of middle-aged ish, like younger middle age, that don't really use a whole lot of our health care. Mm-hmm. So our premiums go up so that the older generations can go down. And it's just like, how does that make any sense? Because how can I afford $551 a fucking month in health care?
Yeah,
you know, for health care costs. But then they're like, oh, well, then your job should cover it. But then that's directly reflected in my fucking wages. Because then they're talking about how they pay that much. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking downright goddamn mess. And I don't see anybody offering solutions. Meanwhile, all they want to talk about is why we should ban TikTok. Which is absurd to me. Because the shorts I have on right now, the underwear I have on right now, the fucking microphones we're talking into, all manufactured in China.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay that we consume those goods. But it's not okay that they get our data. Well, why is it not okay for them to get our data, Joshua? Do you know why?
Not really.
Oh, because but, normally they would have to buy that data from an American company.
Okay, which we which would sell they to openly them anyway.
Sell, that which yeah. we had, which we know they sell. So then, they try to force China to sell that company. Now you look at the people that are championing this bill. Look at who the fuck support them, right? It's AIPAC one for most of them, which is the American Israeli Coalition or whatnot. I forget what AIPAC stands for, but I know it's American or Israeli. And then right underneath is either Meta or fucking Google, mm-hmm. which would be two of the top contenders to buy the fucking company. I mean, Facebook has already tried to compete by creating Threads.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And failed miserably because they clearly censor what goes on their fucking platform. TikTok censors what goes on their platform, but it's not by opinion. And Google would do the same thing. And if you think not, if you're going, no, Josh, Google is very, 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 in their integrity is very high. Their integrity is very high. They would never do that to us. Kyle, how can you even fathom that they would that they would blind us to what people are saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lady who did an experiment, and I don't know how she stumbled upon it, but she asked AI to make a poem in the manner of Tucker Carlson, to which Google's AI warned her that he could not do it because Tucker Carlson is linked to racist and anti-Semitic and anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and statements that have caused violence.
Okay.
And so this lady goes, well, that's interesting. So now she entered in a liberal person and it typed out a poem for them. Typed out a left or a Democrat or whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it was what's her bitch ass, Rachel Maddow, and said, can you write a poem in her manner? Sure as shit, wrote a poem. So then she got very curious. And she went through every congressman and every woman, every congressman and woman, every single Republican they could not write a poem for. They weren't allowed to.
Jesus.
Every single Democrat, they were able to. So she did the same thing for the Senate. Same exact thing. So clearly, Google is pushing an agenda and pushing a rhetoric. So it's very fat. Then she did the presidential candidates. RFK couldn't do it. He's caused violence, and he has made claims, the same thing with Dr. Robert Malone, who's the mRNA pioneer, who worked exclusively on mRNA. Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci, she could get a poem out of. Okay. So clearly Google is screening and fucking not allowing certain rhetoric through.
You think that has anything to do with who's investing?
Funny you brought that up. Because the gentleman who is breaking this down, by the way, a very smart man, a very informed man, a very informative man, not pushing any rhetoric. So, because I got to get back to the AIPAC thing, this ties into that, right? He goes, well, who owns Google? Two Jewish men.
Oh.
So, couldn't get anything out. Anybody who was pro-Palestine, anything like that, they weren't allowed. So then she went even further. She started Googling certain things. And now this is very funny because I discovered this after what happened to me earlier today. I went to look up Grady Judd and his press conferences. Do you know what Google said? We don't find any good matches to that. So I scrolled down just past where that whole thing's taken up my screen. Yep. Right underneath is 15 fucking Grady Judd fucking titled Sheriff Grady Judd press conference, local news sources. However, they made their banner far larger than they normally do when that happens.
Because they can't not provide the results. Right,
exactly.
But
they could try to hide them.
It's promoted shit just like a sponsor tweet or...
Yeah. So the reason why I go back to this AIPAC shit, and this is why this has to do with this. All those senators, congressmen and women, or all those congressmen and women who supported this bill, who didn't before when it was first proposed, who supported this bill, which also came with a whatever. We're not going to go into that. Mm-hmm. See, this is what's funny is that like people think that this is all conspiracy or that have been propagandized. No. I have had no faith in our government for a very long time. It's just now I actually get to see my shit verified. Why right. I never had faith in them. You know, it doesn't change the way that I fucking function. You know, it's I'm not getting radicalized. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, I was justified in my thinking there. I wasn't wrong when I thought that was a bit fucking sketchy.
Yeah, your thoughts are, in a way, like an investment right now.
Yes,
it's like
exactly.
You're cashing that in.
Yes. So it's like, so you look at who's all supported AIPAC. They all supported this band of TikTok. They also all pretty much were funded by some sort of mega tech company. So who's going to benefit from that? Mega tech companies. How are Israelis going to benefit from this cow? Well, let's go to that. So this chat GPT or this AI or whatnot, when asked, how many Palestinians have died in the Gaza? Well, we can't provide that answer. How many Israelis has died in this conflict? Gives the exact number. That's 1,167 Israelis have died in this conflict. I think it's like 62,000 Palestinians Holy have died shit. In this conflict. Of that, 60% are women and children. Do you know where you can see this footage? You don't see it on the news. It's not on the news. They don't show the carpet bombings of the people fleeing Gaza to the south where they promised they were going to be safe from the Israelis, where Israel promised them that they would be safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't see that on the news. You can see the actual video footage from fucking Gaza on TikTok. Why? Because China doesn't ban that type of shit. China doesn't even ban when people talk about the Uyghur fucking genocide going on in China. Do you want to know why, Josh? Because people got to remember this when they're worried about China owning TikTok. China doesn't give a fuck. They don't care if you know what they're doing. You're not going to be able to change it.
No way.
They don't give two shits. We've already proven that we're not able to change shit in this country either. But they're like, hey, if you guys want to know what fuck shit you're doing here and watch these videos, you can watch these videos. That's fine. Mm-hmm. We don't give a fuck. Watch whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're making buku dollars on fucking streams, on people that are getting paid, paying their fees, people that aren't getting paid, fucking posting on it and reminding their data, selling it to the highest fucking bidder.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is it's very, very funny to me. The shit that these politicians have decided to start to concern themselves about.
Yeah. There are way bigger fish to fry or that we could be frying.
Absolutely.
But, you know, this app that is collecting data, providing it for free, we're not making money off of selling that data, which we would normally do anyway.
Right. Dude, I'm just talking about it. I got this pain in the back of my fucking neck. Just talking and thinking about all of it because, I mean, it's just, this is the thing. Like, that's the thing. It's not conspiracy if there's direct fucking correlation. If you,
yeah.
I'm not up here with the board going, well, this to this to this to this. No, it's literally this to this to this.
Yeah, it's not a this could happen. Right. It has been happening.
This is exact. Mike Gallagher proposed this bill. Mike Gallagher's number one fucking contributor to his last fucking, which is such a bummer. Fuck you, Mike Gallagher. You're such a twat. I believed in you so fucking much. I really did. I voted for him twice. I'm a big fan of his. Thank God I'm, well, actually not thank God. It sucks that I'm out of that district now because now I won't be able to vote him the fuck out. He proposed this bill. Well, who's his number one contributor? AIPAC.
Now, that math is mathing.
That's a direct fucking correlation.
Because
you can't deny that. You can see everything on fucking TikTok. And that's the thing. Here's the thing. I never saw any of that till I decided to search it out. So, no, China's not fucking with the algorithm. My algorithm used to be big booty bitches who had free OnlyFans that I could go check out. And, of course, it was always behind a paywall. Lying ass hoes. Why did I trust the whores, to be honest? Free my ass. Whatever. Anyway. And anime shit. Mm-hmm. That's what it. And video gaming. That's
and sometimes all, it could all be rolled into one.
Yes. And cooking videos. But eventually, I was like, oh, this topic is trending. I can't really find any news on it. Let me search it. I'd rather just watch a video on it than read about it. Let me fucking watch a video on it. And, like, there are legitimate news outlets that are on TikTok.
And I've got a theory here. Not really going to blow the doors off of anything here, but I'm assuming that a lot of these people, even, well, politicians who are voting to ban or not voting for banning, one of their largest platforms of probably gaining their popularity and their following and their support is through putting their stuff on TikTok.
So there's,
I don't know if I'm wrong in that,
no,
but I
you're
would just
right.
assume.
There's a senator who became very famous on TikTok. I think I called him Josh Jackson last week. I believe it's Jeff Jackson.
Okay.
But yeah, and he's lost a massive following. He's probably lost a fucking ton of votes because he came out and he was like, so here's the thing. I know you guys are upset about me supporting the ban of TikTok, but you got to understand, I have a lot of inside information. And immediately right there, people blew the fuck up and they were like, that's why we've supported you. Because that has been your whole platform on here, is to come on here and explain exactly why shit is happening with said inside information.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're telling us you have inside information and you're not spilling the fucking beans.
I want to be transparent, but...
But...
Until I need to be transparent about things that I don't want to be transparent about.
Now, there was a former... I believe he was a mayor of... Mayor of a Maryland city or something like that. But he was also a staffer for a senator for a while. And he said what'll happen is if there's something that the American people are upset about that they need to explain away or they need to take the fucking fire from it, what they'll do is somebody who's on their way out.
Okay.
And Jeff Jackson's on his way out of Congress or out of Senate. But, because, I believe he just gets to finish this term and then his replacement comes in. So what did they do? They fed him to the wolves because now anything that he needs, any recommendation and for a job or anything, he's going to have the backing of the rest of the fucking Senate because he bit the bullet of Congress because he bit the bullet on that.
Okay.
So it's like, it's all fucking intertwined. And that's the sad part about it is that the corruption has become so deep that there's you don't even know where to start pulling the thread.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Funniest part to me about this whole TikTok ban though has been, and I'm getting really sick of using this term, but it's also Gen X that's doing it as well a little bit. But it's a lot of the boomers. They're pumped about it. And it's kind of funny to me that they are. Because if this ban goes through, then TikTok either ceases to function or it has to be sold to an American company in order to function. Now, China is very pragmatic. Now, they keep saying that TikTok isn't owned by China, that it's Singaporean company, blah, 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 whatever. At the end of the day, it's very ironic because, first off, do you think this company's just going to allow itself to be shut down and make no money off of it? No. They'll sell the naming rights or whatnot to America so they could start their own fucking watered down version of fucking TikTok.
Right.
But a very good point was made that would, so they'll probably sell, right? But my thought, a very, okay, Jesus Christ. I've talked myself into circles here. I apologize to the listeners because it's very hard. It's very hard to take 2 weeks of shit that I've been kind of learning and focusing on and trying to remember everything I wanted to talk about. My theory, or what I find hilarious about the boomers, is so, okay, so if this happens, they're going to be forced to sell. So then it gets sold to either Facebook, to either Meta, or fucking Google. But our only real hope of it is to let X get it. But I think Elon Musk is already losing so much money on X.
Yeah.
I don't think he's willing to buy another company like that. Mm-hmm. Though I think he would stand to make a fuck ton of money on TikTok because it is the most used app right now.
Yeah. And with the with the trajectory that it's had in the last couple of years, like, it's probably still going to be.
Oh, yeah.
It will sit there for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. As the younger generation gets a little bit older, they're going to continue to use it. Mm-hmm. Now, however, what I was saying was, it's ironic to me that these boomers are supporting this because it will most definitely get sold. It's not just going to shut down. They're also the same people that bitched and complained about Facebook and Google taking down the Hunter Biden laptop story when that was happening right before the election, and that all those companies are against free speech. But meanwhile, now they want a place where it's almost the freest of fucking speech, as long as you ain't showing titties, which there's some people that skirt around that too on that app.
Yeah.
But it's like, but now you want to give those companies power over the last freestanding kind of almost 100% free fucking speech.
Closest thing we got, probably.
Closest thing we got, because here's the thing. The one thing that you can say about X is that Elon Musk has taken down shit he does not like. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I just told you that China has been, there's been a fuck ton of videos about the Uyghur situation in China and how they're killing Uyghurs, and they don't give a fuck. They leave it the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just ironic to me because it's like, are you for freedom of speech or are you not?
Right.
Are you actually capitalist? Are you actually for free fucking markets or are you not? If Facebook wants to compete, guess what? They already tried. They failed miserably. Mm-hmm. Reels is doing a lot better than Threads, but Reels gets nowhere near the fucking views that TikToks do.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's a... I don't know what could be putting this in place, but everybody says, well, I don't use TikTok, but I see this on, I'll catch this on the Reels in like a month or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, is that because it has to go through so many channels in order to be like deemable as postable on these
absolutely
platforms? 100%. Probably, but
yeah,
it's just, I don't know, little comment, I guess I threw in, not really add much value, but
no, it did, because you're right. It's that's a perfect example of what's going to happen. They will be able to pick and choose what the fuck they deem. So who's really propagandizing?
Also fair.
That's my fucking thing. That's just so irritating. It's like, but also it's just so irritating because it's like, why the fuck are we focused on this?
Mm-hmm.
People are fucking devastated. I follow one lady on TikTok where she's been doing updates. Oh, yeah. I never got to Tyson. This ties in perfectly. I follow one lady on TikTok where she, when she goes to the grocery store to buy formula, she, like, videotapes all the prices of shit, right? 3 months ago when she was buying her Similac, it was like $29 or some shit like that, right? 3 months later, it's now $41, and they have to buy it weekly. So I was talking to my finance guy, and I'm like, it's a very good indicator of where the market is when baby products start rising. Because if the baby products start rising, people who are parents, they cut back on other shit. They scale down because they have to have those supplies. That lady has to make sure she could get the formula to feed her fucking child. Or her child starves and dies. And she ends up in fucking prison.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
So I was explaining that to him. So then I was talking about like Tyson, and he goes, oh no. And I begin to start the story about the firing of 12,000 employees. And I go, he goes, Kyle, I just have to interrupt you. We really like Tyson. And I go, who's we? He goes, like me with your account. And I go, so? And he goes, you're okay with that? I go, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, really? I go, listen, dude, I've championed change, and I've championed things need to change, and this is how you can change them, and it never fucking changes. Somebody's going to get rich off of Tyson. I might as well be part of them. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I have a family to look after now.
Yeah.
I can't.
The rules have changed.
The rules of the game that we play have fucking changed mm-hmm. in a major way. So I can't afford for me to go, oh, morally, I can't fucking make tens of thousands of dollars on this stock. So please don't buy into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when we're not the Jeff Bezoses of the world, you know? Like, yeah. We have to take what we can get.
And so, like I told him, I'm like, go ahead and buy it the fuck up. Am I going to feel dirty about seeing the returns? 100%. But you just don't have to tell me about them.
Yeah.
Just one day surprise me that I got a fuck ton of money sitting in my 401k right. or my Roth IRA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's very irritating because it's one of those things where I don't want to get upset over. I really don't need to be stressing over shit like this. But at the same time, I can't just ignore something that's staring me in the fucking face.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's happening blatantly. And, oh, that was the other funny thing. Isaac asked me kind of what my financial policy or my what's that called when you trade? Well, my trading stances.
Yeah.
So he was asking me about that. And I go, well, if I'm honest with you, I follow a little account that follows where the senators and the congressmen and women invest their money. I go, so if you'd like to look at that portfolio and invest based on that, I think we could do very well for ourselves.
What format would you prefer to receive a link on?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Do you have the dark web?
Yeah.
Do you have the dark web? You know, so it's just like it's very funny to me. It's very ironic to me that just what I'm seeing in this world is a ton of fucking irony. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same liberal people who champion anti-war that are now going, oh, well, we need to support Israel.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same people that champion, fucking open borders who then bitch about, like, being asked to house how is these illegals? You know, yeah. It's just like,
hey, it's good business. You
it's,
know?
Yeah. And it's just like, what are we doing? It's these same people who bitch about the wages. And yet they're okay with open borders and these people coming in and working for even lower wages. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, at what point do you sit back and do you go, well, think I missed the mark on some of my fucking ideology.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what frustrates me most is there's a lot of people. I've watched myself change over the years, and it's not flip-flopping. It's becoming more informed.
Mm-hmm.
It's changes in life.
Yeah.
If you asked me 15 or if you asked me 10 years ago if I should invest in Tyson, I probably would have avoided it. Because I know for a fact my mom's company that she used to work for boycotted it.
Okay.
And I always did think that it was, and I still think it's reprehensible what the fuck they did.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point in this world and in this life do you just say, I fucking give up on trying to be the morally correct person? You know what I mean? Because my thoughts are this, big dog. We all like to think we're the fucking main character.
Yeah.
A lot of us are legit NPCs.
No shit. Yeah, we're just extras.
We're just extras. We're in the background. And I'm okay with being an NPC.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not going to be the NPC that the main characters get to come up and just kill all the time and take my shit.
Right.
And that's essentially like where we're at right now in the society where their beds are going to start rolling and you're going to want to hold on to your shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I'd rather be the NPC who made enough money where I can hold on to my shit,
mm-hmm.
or at least survive any economical collapse that happens or anything like that, or even just any fucking rainy days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm yeah. okay being the guy, the NPC with the fucking family who's in the background. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be the main character championing everything.
Yeah, if you make too much noise, then you got a target. If you don't make enough noise, you're forgettable, and then you're not worth anything. So
it's not even.
You got to ride that line.
It's not even as serious as that. It's just, okay, so I'm out here championing it, and nothing changes. Doesn't that just make you feel like a fucking failure?
It's not a very rewarding thing to feel.
Right.
Sure.
I have a theory. I don't think Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and was laying there dying going, I accomplished what I set out to do.
I did it.
Right. I think he's going, fuck, I still had so much left to do.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck, did I do this to myself? At the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if somehow the lost tapes came out and he was like, maybe this wasn't the best.
The right choice. Possible yeah. choice. Medgar Evers, as he's bleeding out in his fucking wife and children's arms, do you think he's going, I did the right thing. Now maybe, now his family clearly are like, they loved him, they praised mm-hmm. him. I don't think they're mad at him for what the fuck he was
right.
doing. So maybe to offer my family comfort, but at the same time, my family is still going to struggle if I leave
right.
them with a fuck ton of bills and a minimal fucking Roth IRA because I decided Tyson was where I drew the fucking line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I eat your products most days of the week.
My daughter just ate fucking Tyson Dino Nugget. Oh, and by the way, somebody else make a decent fucking Dino Nugget and I can move the fuck on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This wouldn't be a problem if someone else could just step up to the plate.
Yeah, it's a free market, baby.
Yeah, dinosaurs aren't trademarked.
Yeah, but the problem is that they would have to pay their fucking employees a decent wage.
And we're back. Oh, the whole full circle.
It all does come back to that. Like, it's just...
Moral of the story, just make better dino nuggies. Anyone.
Dude. No, legitimately, though, like, you can go online, you can look at Forbes, you can look at any economical journal, and you can clearly see that the pay gap, not the false one between men and women, but the pay gap between the haves and the fucking have-nots are fucking extending. I saw a great video that a guy was talking about where he's like... He was responding to a comment. He goes, I'm a millennial. The comment was, I'm a millennial, and I remember when $100,000 a year meant that you made it.
Yeah.
And he goes, so the guy responded, he goes, yes, absolutely, that's what it was. And he goes, and do you want to know why, like, so many of us are so depressed? Because a lot of us made it to that $100,000 mark. Mm-hmm. And we look around and we go, we have less than our parents did when they were
yeah.
making what they had, mm-hmm. what they made. We thought we were going to be okay, that all the bills were going to be fucking paid. And he goes, and they would have been if we were paying the $500, $600 rent or the housing cost, $500, $600 a month, whether it was for fucking rent. Or I remember back in the day, my parents would laugh at anybody who decided to fucking rent if they could afford to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd say, you're just paying somebody else's mortgage. And now it's like, I can't afford to buy. Nobody can afford to buy.
No.
So I have to pay rent.
We had to work the system in order to be
able
to buy.
Do you think that there's not a fucking correlation between the raising of rent? There's so much demand for rentals because nobody can afford a home
mm-hmm.
that, once again, supply and demand. It always comes back to supply and demand. The demand is up. The supply's not there. So mm-hmm. you can charge whatever the fuck you want. I remember when I got my first apartment. We needed first, last, and security. Well, we needed first, half of last, and a security deposit. Now it's we need you to verify that you can fucking make 3 months worth of fucking rent at any given time, mm-hmm. that you have that in reserve. Then we also need first and last month's rent in full, plus the security deposit, which is an additional month's rent.
Yep.
And it's like, that's not sustainable. And so those people who can afford those apartments are the ones making $100,000, but they're going, I'm making $100,000 and I have to rent still.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. When you look at first, last, and security deposit, plus whatever fees they rule in just to apply to a place, or if you have animals or whatever.
Oh, there's application costs now.
Yeah. And doesn't mean you're going to get approved or denied because there's a limited supply of apartments that they're willing to dole out to somebody. But you tally up all those fees. That's in certain areas and certain scenarios. That is enough for a down payment.
Yes.
But then there's the whole approval process and everything else that gets factored in. And you look at places, I mean, even out in like on the West Coast, people are only paying interest. They're not paying down on their actual loan.
We have a housing bubble. We have
just need that to pop.
And so that's the problem, though, is that unlike 08, economically, the rest of society was doing pretty motherfucking good. It's just the housing thing popped.
Yep.
And that was more because the banks were structuring bullshit fucking loans.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing that those homes were never going to get met and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it legitimately was the investment sector that took down our economy at that time, because they discovered these fucking bullshit mortgages, and we're like, wait a second, we're gonna short the fuck out of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's a movie called The Big Short. That's exactly what they did. They shorted the housing market and they fucking guessed right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest scenes from any movie in history is Brad Pitt when the guys are celebrating and he goes, stop it. And he goes, what? We just made the deal of life. He goes, that's fine, but stop fucking dancing. And he goes, oh, we're just really happy. He goes, oh, you're happy? Do you know what you just did? You just bet against the United States economy. He goes, that's why I fucking hate banking. That's why I fucking got out of this game, because it's all about numbers. Well, here's some fucking numbers. For every 1 million or for every, yeah, what was it? For every 1 million or for every 1% of job loss, 60,000 people die. How's that for fucking numbers?
That's insane.
Yeah, he goes, you can be happy. Just don't fucking dance, and just walked away. And the one guy goes, holy shit, I'm scared.
Well, he should be.
As you should be, man. You're fucking with people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with the divide. That's the problem with having dinosaurs ruling over us, fucking overseeing us, because they're not representing us. Which, by the way, just a thought, you ever thought about this? How come felons have to pay tax?
I never thought about that.
They can't vote. That's taxation without representation. Their never voice is not that. Represented. So how come they gotta fucking pay tax?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what this country was? Wasn't that the firing
that was like
shot? The thing? No taxation without representation?
Mm-hmm.
Funny how that's gone by the fucking wayside.
Yep. Wow. That kind of shattered the glass a little bit.
A little bit. I was just thinking about that the other day. I was hearing a guy talk about how, like, he's a felon, he can't get a job, and then when he does get a job, he's got a ton of child support, and then on top of that, taxes. And I'm like, taxes? I was like, that's right, they do get taxed. And he was like, and then he said something about, and he was like, they were like, so if you could vote, who would you vote for? He was like, oh, I would vote for probably third party or something like that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he can't vote. I'm like, that's legitimately taxation without representation. What the fuck? But yeah, no, it's just, it's kind of absurd to me, a lot of the landscape today. And the problem is that I suffer, and anybody listening, if you've made it this far, I'm sure you've probably fucking been very upset with my rambling. But but like, I suffer from high anxiety. So, of course, as I'm about to welcome another child in the world, my daughter's getting older, and she has to go out into this world eventually. It's driving me insane, because now I'm looking for this. And I'm not looking for, that's the thing, like, this is what's funny. It's not like I'm looking for this by, like, getting put into a fucking echo chamber. No, that's not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm listening to Crystal and Soccer Ball. I'm watching fucking, well, I don't really watch any news. But, well, no, that's not true. Crystal and Saga are a legitimate news outlet. I watch my local news all the time because I like to know what's going on locally. And then I'll look at the headlines, and if a story interests me, I will look into the story on, like, you know, whether it's Fox or it's CNN. CNN's actually kind of a lot better, by the way. I think that takeover that happened really helped them. They've become a little bit more unbiased. I mean, the bias is still fucking there for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm actually interested to see what happens with NBC and MSNBC and all that, because the former chairwoman of the RNC, the Republican National Convention, she's now the CEO, or she got appointed as, like, CEO. So, like, completely opposite side, you know what I mean? Mm. But I also think that that's them trying. Everything's money-driven, right? And this is why I think that we can turn shit around. I'm just not going to be the champion. I'm not going to be the one out front leading the charge.
Yeah.
To turn shit around.
Anybody would want to do that.
Right. But this is why I think that shit can be turned around, right? Because CNN realized how bad they were bleeding fucking ratings once Trump was out of office, because he was just a fucking walking headline. Mm-hmm. Now he's just a walking corpse, just like our fucking president. But they overhauled everything, and their ratings aren't doing great, but more people are, like, visiting their internet websites and stuff because they could trust them a little bit more. Fox is always going to have their demographic until their demographic dies, which is going to be very soon. And then they're going to be reeling and desperate as well. Same thing, but NBC has always been fucking just hemorrhaging viewership and whatnot. So I think what's happening is they're realizing we have to become more journalist and less opinion talking heads. And so that's why I think they're bringing in people with different fucking political views. Because they're like, hey, can you tell us how we can connect with your audience as well? And generally, the general consensus across the nation, and if they just got on TikTok, they would realize this. This is the funniest part, is TikTok would tell you, just be honest. Mm-hmm. Just be honest and open with us.
Yeah.
We're not dumb. We're not as dumb as you fucking think. And that's what I'm starting to realize a lot later in life, that our representatives are not smart. They're not really actually qualified to do their fucking jobs. And all the smart people that are qualified to do the jobs, they're not dumb enough to do that fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly doing that job. Senator, president, Congress, or House of Representatives, congressmen and women, senators, executive branch, those people are the dumbest, least qualified people for the job. They're the people that decided, I want the power. I want to be the fucking face of this. The smart people, they went, well, I could go work as the fucking head of the CIA and make a ton of fucking money. Or I could go be a private investor and make a ton of fucking money, a hedge fund manager. Mm. And you want to know how you know they're dumb? Because it's those people that convince the politicians to take on their policies.
Yeah.
They're better at politicking than the politicians are.
They know the game. They know the system.
The politicians are looking for their money.
Right.
So they're already chasing them. Mm-hmm. They're already ahead of the politicians. So they're qualified to do the job, but why would they go do it when the politicians are chasing to do their fucking job?
Lord only knows.
Lord only knows. Anyway, Josh, why don't you go ahead and fucking tell these people to get a hold of you?
Sounds like a plan. I'll save the email plug, but I will definitely.
Are you saving the email plug because you don't want the fucking blowback?
No. It's good. It's good. Fuck it. Yeah. CodLogicPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, reach out to
me up.
Yeah, load them up. Because my inbox is going to be full.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, if you guys like gaming content, if you like tech talk, you can check out the COD Logic podcast, available amongst most, if not all, major streaming platforms at this point. If you like gaming content on more of a visual streaming side of things, you can check me out, twitch.tv/wokeupdreaming. If you have an Amazon Prime account, if you like gaming content and you want to link your Amazon to the Twitch account, kind of a large ask for people who aren't familiar with the interface, but I'm going to ask it nonetheless. You could use a very free subscription on the Woke Up Dreaming channel. Helps your boy out a lot if you want to throw a little bit of love and come hang out, because 9 times out of 10 when I am live, it's with my man Kyle over here, and you're just basically getting part 2 of the Gibberish podcast and part 2 of the COD Logic podcast. So if you like what you hear tonight, if you like what you heard over on COD Logic, you'll like what you hear on twitch.tv/wokeupdreaming and twitch.tv/saltytaco05.
Yeah.
You'll get into that.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyway, as you guys know, my email is gibberishpod@gmail.com. My X handle is tinoheat05 or gibberishpod1. If you want to watch me video game and talk some shit as well, you can go to twitch.tv/saltytaco05. That's changed. It's free to throw your boy a subscriber on mine because I'm not a paid affiliate. So if you guys want to go ahead and subscribe to me on that, I would much appreciate that. Otherwise, and I cannot stress this enough for tonight's episode. Okay, I'm sorry I ranted, I raved. It wasn't as funny as I like these shows to be. We weren't so lighthearted this time. It's been a couple weeks since I got to rant and rave. I'm sorry that I dumped on you guys, but I cannot stress enough tonight that I'm a fucking idiot. So if you like what you heard, what does that say about you? And if you didn't, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, and I stress this to the nth degree, it's all just gibberish. Peace.